Okay, so Professor Nils Brunsson from Sweden, famous author of The Irrational Organization and other things. I'd like to ask you a few questions, if I may, today. So firstly, from your perspective, what do you think are the major challenges for managers today?
Well, I think one challenge is the balance between organization and individual. We have a construction of organizations and individuals that are very similar, and it means that they compete with each other. It means that individuals have a hard time in organizations if they really believe they're individuals, and organizations have a hard time with individuals. And this, I don't know what will happen with this, but it is really a challenge, I think. So far, it has worked pretty well, but you don't know.
So, now just getting a little bit closer to some of your own work. I mean, over the years, you're noted for the idiosyncrasy and kind of counterintuitiveness of your views against the dominant mainstream. You're there with the Jim Marches and the Carl Whites, gently being subversive about what most of the people in the field say and do and seem to think. So from your perspective, why, despite all the evidence, do so many managers and management teachers still cling to what, you know, is an empirically and theoretically incorrect version of organizations, as if they were a rational, hierarchical, ordered world?
That's a culture phenomenon. That's because that's what we believe is an organization. We construct organization this way all over. If we started in Venture Story to present the organization in a very different way, they would risk that people would say, well, this is not an organization, it must be something else. And but one of the most important tasks of management is to claim that there is an organization. Because that's not, if you go and look, it's not clear that there is an organization. And management has to over and over again to reproduce this idea, because they're paid for that, because the organization is an important entity.
But why do we keep on teaching our students things that we know are not accurate or useful or correct?
But we should teach it in the right way. We have, of course, we have to teach our students the dominant model, so they can also, as managers, present their organization in the right way, of course.
So we're helping them to construct the reality in which they're going to have to live.
Of course you have to do that. But on the other hand, of course, you have to describe how it works in practice and so on. And the dilemma there is that it's much easier, as a student, as a young person, to have not work in an organization perhaps so much, to think that this rational model is really the nice thing, and it's sounds more real and more realistic than all these ideas about how complicated it can be and so on. So it's a challenge for a student, I think. The easy thing is to learn the rational model, and you should learn that, and you should know how to present an organization. But the difficult thing is then to see that they really work in different ways, and they, in some respects they cannot ever work in the way they are presented.
Okay. Well, thinking about the future now, what three key words do you think would best describe, or should describe, let's be a little normative, should describe the ideal manager of the future?
That was a difficult question. Well, maybe there's something wrong with the question. Management is a complicated thing. It's a diverse thing. It's different in different situations, in different organizations, and so on. So maybe there should not be three words to characterize it.
So it sounds as if one of the words anyway would be flexibility.
That's right.
Okay. Well, thank you very much, Nils.
Thank you.